The following show is provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that hugs, H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium tonight on the show is Dustin Livers, and he'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, I have a couple of quick updates for all of you. So our summer grief retreat in July and our winter retreat in January are both actually full. We still do have room for our fall grief retreat, which is happening from October 8th to October 10th, 2021, in Silicon Valley in California. This is the same event featured in the Netflix series Surviving Death, and if you haven't checked that out yet, please do. The Forever Family Foundation is featured pretty heavily in Episode 4, and the whole documentary is actually pretty compelling. But this is a very special, all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat features an all-star cast of extraordinary mediums, myself included, and will feature a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open the minds of everyone in attendance to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat will be limited to a maximum of 50 people, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience for everyone. Then we also have our summer solstice raffle, and the drawing will take place on June 20th. You can win as many as 5 medium readings, and the participating Forever Family Certified mediums are John Holland, Sandra O'Hara, Joanne Gerber, Janet O'Havick, and Angelina Diana. And then, of course, I have to once more plug the founder of Forever Family Foundation, Robert Ginsberg, and his new book, The Medium Explosion, A Guide to Navigating the World of Those Who Claim to Communicate with the Dead. It's a really good book. It gives you an inside look at mediums that who have been tested and certified, like myself, and what that process is like, and most importantly, what to watch out for, because unfortunately, not all mediums are legitimate. Several mediums with the Forever Family Foundation also contributed stories to this book, and all of the profits from the book will go to the Forever Family Foundation. So pick up a copy. I think everyone listening will really enjoy it and actually very much benefit from reading it. And if you want to find out more information about us, please visit us at our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show tonight. The show tonight is Mediums and Messages, here on Signs of Life Radio, and all the mediums who are guests on this show, and myself included, have been certified through the Forever Family Foundation, and you can get more information about all the mediums that have been tested and certified through the foundation on our website. And we'll be opening our phone lines in just a few minutes, and we do look forward to taking your calls, but first, let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Dustin Livers, and in addition to being a certified medium for the Forever Family Foundation, Dustin is also a certified Reiki master and uses healing energy in his spiritual therapy sessions. Dustin is also a licensed counselor in the state of Michigan. He has a master's degree in education as well as a master's in spirituality, culture, and health. And he also studied at the prestigious Arthur Findlay College in England, which is like really, really cool and awesome. In his private practice, Dustin offers psychic readings, group mediumship sessions, and spiritual counseling. And he also teaches workshops in mediumship development and intuitive development. And I'm so, so happy to have him here. So without further ado, hi, Dustin. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me. Oh, my gosh. That introduction is like, is that really me?
I know. I'm honored to have you. I'm like, I was actually reading it. I was prepping for the show, and I was like, damn, he does all this stuff. I'm like so impressed.
Well, I like to stay busy, you know. So.
Yeah, I get that. So, Dustin, we have some time to chat. So I actually wanted to talk to you. You're like the best person to talk to about this, I think, actually, because you are a counselor. I'm sure you get questions about this all the time, but a lot of people ask me, like, why would someone go to a medium when they could just go to a therapist? Or people will ask, like, you know, when do you recommend people going to therapy or a counselor or you know, grief counseling or something? So I guess really what my question is like, how much of an intersection really do you see between your work as a counselor and your work as a medium?
Well, there's always intersectionality. So, Joe, I wrestle with this myself. A lot of times when I'm doing readings, I'll be able to know, okay, this is someone who is really not in the best headspace to be receiving messages, and this is someone who really needs some serious grief work. And then there are people who are in their grief work that would benefit from a reading. They're no longer in that deep, dark place, and they have gone through the healing process of losing a loved one, and they are now in a better headspace that they'd be open to messages. So I help clients navigate that. So a lot of times people will call and they'll say, I don't know what I need. You know?
Right,
and I'm
right,
like, well, you called
right.
the right guy. So I'm like, definitely. You know, and I'm like, okay, this sounds like you need counseling. Okay, no, I think a reading would be beneficial. So part of that is really navigating that to really find out what might be the best for this person on their healing journey at this time.
Right. Because what's good for someone right now might not be the same in a month or a year or
Absolutely.
2 years. We're always changing. And, you know, yep. I find too, actually, because not that I can say I have the same level of certification experience that you do with the counseling, but it does come to territory when you're a medium. You kind of have to like get with the program and at the very least do some reading about, you know, that kind of stuff just to you know, your own research just to recognize it. But what I also think is hard is, you know, it's at least for me, and maybe this is a little bit different for you because you do offer counseling services, but like it's so different from person to person. Like what might be good for someone, you know, after 6 months of losing their loved one might not be for the next person. And, you know, it's for me, you know, we always have to try to keep that like certain level of anonymity about our clients when we're mediums. And it's like, it's so hard to feel someone out, you know what I mean? Without actually like letting them divulge too much information that'll ruin like the mediumship reading. And then, you know, it's, just for my own, I guess I'm like on my own soapbox, or I guess maybe you're my therapist tonight. But I do find it a little bit hard too. It's like, you know, do I tell this person no? Do I suggest they go to a therapist instead and come back in a couple of months when they feel, you know, if they feel like it? But do you have like, just for everyone listening, because I'm sure a lot of people listening are probably having the same struggle on the opposite end that we do as mediums, as clients. Like, you know, like you said, do I go? Do I not? Like, do you have any advice for anybody? You know, like when they would know maybe if they're ready or not?
Yeah. So if you find that your grief is overwhelming and it's debilitating in your life and it's causing you severe problems, like you cannot move throughout your life as you, I don't want to say normally would, because grief always changes you, right? You'll never be the same person you were when your loved one was alive, right? You will never... Right. That experience will always be with you. But when you find that you just cannot live your life, right? I mean, you're just so trapped in that dark place. That is the time when you do need therapy, right? You need help.
Right.
I mean, you are not in a healthy frame of mind to be receiving messages from anyone, alive or dead, right? You're not going to be
right.
cognizant of anyone around you. So that would be really recognizing, okay. Whereas someone who's been on their grief journey, who is in a good headspace, would be a perfect person to be receiving messages. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's really that
right, yes, totally.
If it's a true disorder, right? If it's truly, okay, you now have we would call that adjustment disorder, like to grief, right? You're mm-hmm. not in a headspace, or maybe depression is onset, whatever, you know, you're not going to be open to that at this time.
Right. And you put that so well, because I think that all the time you just said that I never have, like, the word for it. I'm not as eloquent.
Yeah.
But you know what? I do think, too, and this kind of goes a little bit more the way of, like, the whole medium side of things. I hear a lot of people, and I'm sure you get this too, or they'll ask you, or they'll talk to you about it when they meet you, or they'll email you about it, and they'll say, you know, I had someone pass last month. Is it too soon to come? Are they not going to come through? Are they not ready? And I always tell people, like, I'll tell a very, very, very quick story. I know you're the guest, and everyone's supposed to be learning about you, but I did years ago, I had a reading with this woman when I was still reading out of my parents' house, and she actually found out on the way to my, I had read her a couple of times and she was engaged to this man. And on the way to my house to the reading, she had found out that her ex-husband had passed away like hours before that. And when she came to sit down, this man came through for an entire hour. And I thought it was her fiance that she was, you know, engaged to. So, you know, that's just was my confusion being the medium and the human. But my point is that from that experience, I don't really believe that it takes everyone on the other side, like, let's just say a set amount, 4 months, to be able to communicate through a medium, because it's not my experience. Yeah. But I do think, and I'm sure you would probably agree with this, that, and this is what I tell people, I say to wait some time, maybe like 3 to 6 months before getting a reading with someone after someone passes, if you can help it, because you might and probably are not ready to hear the messages that that person needs to bring through. Even though your grief is telling you, like, I need this now, this is going to make me feel better immediately and it's going to change everything. You know, medium readings, as you know, can be so helpful and healing, but I think sometimes spirit waits because the person's not ready here in the physical world. Does that make sense?
That is absolutely true, and I have encountered that myself, Joe. And I like when you said there's no set time frame, because people ask me that too. How long should I wait? And I remember one reading when I was reading for someone years ago, and I was bringing through this woman's friend, and her friend, she got the news that her friend, she booked me, you know, ahead of time, but her friend that came through died like the day before. It was like yesterday, and her soul was stepping forward. I won't ever forget that, you know, when something happens just powerful in your mediumship.
Yeah, one of those memorable readings where you're like, oh, my God.
Yes, I will never forget that. I was like, wow.
But I'm
like, that answered my question about transition periods. Like, there's no time over there for sure.
Right. Exactly. And you know what? Some people may hear that and say, well, why didn't that happen to me when I went to my reading? But it's all very personal. Like, it's so hard to give rules to this stuff, because there really are none. Like, we're dealing with emotions. We're dealing with our hearts. We're dealing with people's, you know, emotions on the other side. Like, it's there's so much. You know, it's really psychology, basically, when you think about it, the mediumship. It's just, you know, a little bit of bigger picture psychology. Okay, so, Dustin, before we go to the show, is there any events or, you know, personal appearances or anything you're doing on Zoom that you might want the people to know about?
Well, starting to do events in person again. So people have been asking me for about a year since COVID, when am I going to start doing in-person reading? Because I live in Michigan. And so everyone knows our governor, Whitmer. She's been taking this very seriously. And so I've just started to do groups. So actually tomorrow, I'm going to Chesterton, Indiana, to do a two-day group reading at Pieces of Jade. It's a really nice crystal store. She's a wonderful lady.
And I have awesome.
two groups going on, but I will be running out with more Zoom events coming up because obviously we're not doing everything in person at this time. So
perfect. All right. Gotcha. Cool. So for those of you who are just tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium Dustin Livers, and be sure to check out Dustin's website at www.dustinlivers.com. And the last name is spelled, well, his name fully is spelled D-U-S-T-E-N-L-Y-V-E-R-S. That's right, right, Dustin? I got that right?
Yeah, I always tell people it's okay. D-U-S-T-E-N, the number 10. I just like the number 10.
Gotcha, perfect. Okay, so let's get to our phone lines now. So, Dustin, you ready to take some calls?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, cool. So I should mention really quickly that our show is commercial-free, so that gives us some more time to take even more of your calls. So, all right, I guess we're ready to take our first caller. So I believe we have Diane from New York. Diane, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Did you want to have a reading or did you have a question for us?
A reading, please.
Great. I'll turn you over to Dustin.
Thank you.
Hi, Diane. Hi, Dustin. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. All right, well, give me a second here to connect, and then we can see what's going on. Okay, I have a gentleman stepping forward here. He's making me very aware of my chest area, so that's usually my symbol that he passed from either the heart or the lungs. This does feel like a close relationship here. I also feel he's restricting my throat area. So that's my symbol that either he couldn't communicate in the end, or unfortunately you didn't have the chance to say goodbye to him. I like his personality. He's putting a smile on my face. This is definitely more of a positive man. He also has a protective energy around you. This definitely feels more like someone who's very protective of you, always kind of looking out for you. This feels like a very positive energy. I know that this does feel, I feel him more, I would say, this does feel more like above me. So that's usually my symbol for more of like a father figure that's departed, like father, grandfather, or someone that was more in like a father role. But I feel all of these things connected. So do you understand this? Because I feel all these things with the same gentleman.
My dad did pass, and my dad did have a heart attack, but also my life partner passed, and he also passed from chest problem. And not that he couldn't communicate, but he was a little confused at the end, I didn't get to say goodbye to him because of COVID. I saw him through a window, and he was, the last time I saw him, the day before he died, he was glowing. There was like an aura. Okay. I don't see auras, but there was just a glow coming out of him, and he looked joyful. And that's why when he passed, I felt very privileged to be able to witness that, but I didn't get a chance to say goodbye to him. And
let me work
every day
with
I beg for him.
Okay, I think I might actually have both of these gentlemen, because I'm going to be honest, as I was connecting with you, I was like, is he to my side or above me? And I kind of felt this diagonal, but I went with the father. So I want to start with the father, and then I want to see if the partner will come through a little more. So let me see about this. I want to work with the father a bit. He actually shows me a hat. Do you know if your father had, like, a hat, or, like, someone has, like, a hat of your father's? I see him presenting himself with a hat.
No, not that I'm aware. I don't remember him. I mean, when he was very young, he wore hats, but when he was older,
that's
he did
fine.
Not.
So there's no time on the other side. So if he was known for his hats when he was younger, that would be fine. He's showing me with this. I also feel with your father that there was a physical move separation. So I don't know if your father moved away or like you moved away, but I feel that there was a physical move.
That's absolutely
Do you know
correct.
About this?
Yes. My parents moved to Florida, and we were in New York.
Mm-hmm. Because he tells me that that also impacted the relationship. So, when you know, the physical distance. I do feel him here. I believe your partner is with your father. I feel like I'm starting to shift to the other gentleman, also passed from the chest. Let me see here.
Mm-hmm. You have about 30 seconds left, Dustin.
Let me see here. He also says, let's see here, I feel he wants me to talk about his writings. I feel your partner talking to me about, like, writings or, like, with his writing. Do you, like, have his writings or something?
He and I wrote 3 books together, and he wrote 2 on his own.
He says he knows about the writings. So the books that you kept, he says he wants me to validate them.
Yeah, he wrote 3 of them. We wrote 3 books together, and he wrote 2 on his own. They were published before he passed.
Okay. I do want to tell you, when a spirit makes me feel my throat restrict, that means that they also don't want you to feel anything was left unsaid. They understood your feelings. So I hope you know, even though you weren't able to physically say goodbye to your partner, he understands the feelings that were between the two of you, and he wants me to validate those.
Could you just ask him one question? Did he kiss me last night?
I feel a positive connection with him, so I want to lean more on yes.
Okay, because I keep a record. I'm sorry, I just keep a recorder on, and last night I heard, and it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
That's amazing.
I know. I just
yeah,
need... Thank you so much. I don't mean to take
up
somebody else's time.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to rush you.
That's quite all right. Dustin, thank you so much. I will be getting in touch with you. Thank you again.
You're very welcome, Diane. You take
God
care.
God bless you both. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. That was awesome. Okay, so next, I believe we have Mary from Georgia. Mary, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. Thank you. Good. Did you want us to make a connection, or did you have a question?
No, I'd like to have a connection, please.
Perfect. Dustin, take it away.
Thank you, Joe. Hi, Mary.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I'm on my treadmill. I'm burning some calories as I'm doing this. So give me a second here.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. Okay. All right. I feel this is interesting. You've actually got, I'm feeling a female here, but she actually comes through with a dog.
Yeah. Okay. That's a bit.
You're like,
mom.
I already know who that is.
Yeah, I do.
I like this lady. Let's see here. She feels positive, but this was also a woman who would say things how it was. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't someone who beat around the bushes too much.
Right.
She would tell you what was going on. This feels like a positive connection. However, I know that the two of you did butt heads at times. I don't feel it was all the time. But there were times that the two of you were in disagreement. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do, because that would, you know, mother-daughter. So, yes.
Let me see. I was going to say, I think this is a mom figure stepping forward. I felt my energy in that direction. I also see this dog. I actually see the color white attached with the dog. You know, like this is like a white dog or a dog with white on it.
We had a white poodle, yes.
She said she's got the white dog with her.
Okay.
So they came through together. That was very sweet.
Okay.
There's, let's see. She actually shows me, she's talking about you, present tense. I feel like you're actually starting to make, like, lifestyle changes. I don't know if you're, like, exercising or, like, dieting. I'm very aware of those.
I retired today as a teacher.
Oh, you retired today?
Yes, as a teacher.
I feel her talking to me about a lifestyle connection attached with health. So I may be misinterpreting this. So when you were teaching, was that like stressful or like affecting your health or something? And like,
oh yeah,
because
yes, it was.
Okay, I'm misinterpreting this. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
No, I said I taught for 38 years, so it was a lot of stress.
Okay. I believe I'm misinterpreting this. So she wants me to talk about this lifestyle, like obviously the retirement, connected with your health. So I actually feel her telling me that this is a positive health decision.
Right.
This is going to be good for you. I also feel, let me see here. There's actually, this is going to sound so crazy, but my friend Charlie just called me. He keeps calling me, and I'm actually very aware of that name. I don't know if there's like a Charlie or like Chuck that's like connected. I'm very aware of this.
Okay.
I'm like, feel my energy coming to this. Who is like Charlie or like Chuck?
I can't think of who that would be. That wasn't a real common name in our family.
Let me see.
On my husband's side, not me.
Okay, is there like a Charles or like a Charlie or Chuck, somebody with that kind of name with him?
I'd have to really think about that.
Okay, let me work with the Charles guy for a minute.
Okay.
I feel myself shifting. I feel...
You have about a minute left, Justin.
Let's see. This man tells me that he had walking problems. I see him with a cane. And I also feel him smoking. He shows me him puffing down a cigarette. You're going to have to ask your husband who the Charlie that was smoking.
Okay.
I feel the smoking affected his health.
Okay.
Yeah, ask him about this Charles. I also feel this man stepping forward. Let's see. But
okay.
I want to go back to the mom. This guy's just like trying to push in. There's
about 30 seconds left.
Let's see. I want to talk about. I actually feel. I know that the last woman was talking about a connection with Florida, but she's actually also showing me a connection with Florida. I don't know where the Florida connection comes in.
They wanted to eventually retire there, but they never did.
She wanted to go down there?
No, I didn't. My husband's mother lived in Florida, and she passed, so my mother-in-law.
Oh, let me see here.
Okay, we do have to move on to the next reading. I'm so sorry, you guys.
Oh, okay, you've got a lot of people over there.
Yeah, we got a lot. The lines on both sides. I'm so sorry about that. But Mary, I do hope that this helped a little bit.
Okay, it did. Thank you very much, and thank you for
great.
The reading. I appreciate it. Okay,
thank you.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome, Mary.
Thank you for calling. Right. Take care. Okay.
Me too.
We have Kathy online. Kathy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Did you want us to make a connection for you, or did you have a question?
Make a connection.
Perfect. I'm going to turn you over to Dustin.
All right. Hello. How are you today?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. All right, give me a second here to connect. All right. Okay. I actually feel... there's a young energy that's departed that's connected to you. This is a young male. Let's see here. There's, I actually feel this young man had a pretty quick passing. Film was very, very fast. There's also, I feel a connection, I don't know where this comes in, but I'm actually seeing my connection for health, or someone that works in like a health setting or healthcare, something with health. And I don't know if this is with him or if he's talking about you, but I feel some connection to health. I know that there's a young man that's connected with you that passed very quickly. Do you know who that is? There's something with them.
Yes. Yeah, that okay. Probably would.
Okay. Let me, where does the connection to health come in? Do you understand that? I don't know if that's with him or with you or someone that worked in like health or healthcare.
No, I don't really get that connection.
He's telling me something about health. Let me work with him a little bit more. I feel a close connection between the two of you. And I do feel... I believe he's also showing me, unfortunately, a connection to substance use. So do you know if he was, like, with substances or there was some kind of substance connected with his passing? I'm seeing something with, like, substance use.
Just smoking.
Okay. Do you know if that was, like, affecting him and his health or?
No, that wasn't what directly caused his death.
Let me work with him a little more. I see him talking to me about the substances, a quick passing, something, and I feel like these things are connected. I don't understand. Let's see. I don't understand. I'm having trouble with him getting to tell me the whole story. I'll try to work with his personality a little more. His personality feels positive, but this is also somebody who was a little wild at times and had a lot of energy. I also feel this was somebody who kind of bounced from thing to thing. He feels similar to my energy. This is someone who did a lot of things, who kind of bounced from thing to thing. Somebody who really enjoyed this. Do you understand this with him?
Yep.
Okay, this has got to be your guy. I'm having a hard time. This
about a minute left, Justin.
Okay. And though, feel free to jump in if you want to assist. I'm having trouble pushing him.
You know, it's so funny, Dustin, actually, because the only thing that I was getting, and I had to laugh, when you started talking about the substances right before that, I actually kept seeing a pack of Marlboro Reds, and I was like, is somebody like a really heavy smoker or something? And so I think we're both picking up on the same thing, to be quite honest, with the smoking thing.
I feel that there's something significant.
There has to be Yeah, there has to be some. Kathy, do you know if there's like a connection with him with cigarettes, like now? Like, was he like a big smoker, this gentleman? Like, I don't know, do you see a brand of cigarettes and you think of him or something? Or do you know what that would be? Because for both of us to pick up on it, it has to be something.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he was a smoker. I mean, not chain smoking or anything, but
right.
He definitely smoked.
Right. You know, it's okay if you don't understand it right now. It's fine. Sometimes these quick readings don't make sense, like, right in the moment. It's a difficult thing to do when you sit across from someone for an hour, let alone, you know, 5 minutes over the phone.
Yeah.
But please just pay attention to that, because I have to say I did pick up on that, too. It was, like, the only thing I was really getting. But, Dustin, I don't know if you have anything else, because we are coming more toward the end, but I do keep seeing my symbol for, like, soulmate connection, and not to get too, like, esoteric or, you know, woo-woo or anything, but he does show me a lot of, like, karmic connection with you and him. Like, usually when I see that for someone, that's when there's a lot in the relationship that, like, both people had to learn about themselves and each other and about life through their relationship, not just, like, because of the passing of the person, but even when they are alive. Like, those are usually the most intense and sometimes the most complicated. Don't have to always be, you know, like, the easiest relationships are the most complicated, but there's typically, like, a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for, like, a lot of substance there between the two of you. Like, it won't just be a very placid relationship or, you know, kind of like a, you know, everything was just lukewarm. Do you understand that?
Yep. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay. I want to jump in here.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, Joe,
sure.
I see this gentleman talking to me about a tattoo. So usually when I see this means that there's a tattoo in memory of them, or someone was thinking about getting a tattoo. Do you understand this at all?
Well, not mine, but, you know, one of his kids.
Was talking
a
about
tattoo
a tattoo? Or?
Yeah.
Perfect. Can you let them
Kathy,
know that he knows about this?
And would you know if the tattoo was, like, wrapped, or would you know if the tattoo was wrapped around, like, the wrist or the arm or something? Because he keeps showing me, like, something circular.
Yes.
So I don't know if it's like wrapped around. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you know, funny enough, the person you were talking about before about the hat, that was him.
Oh,
you felt like he was pushing through. That happens too, you know, on these radio shows. Oh, awesome. So he was finding a way to get the message to you no matter what.
Oh, wait.
Yes,
okay.
And the hat is on the
Charles
tattoo.
But his name, was it Charles or Charlie or Chuck? I felt that very strange.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. We'll get to the bottom of it, Dustin. Don't worry. Okay, Kathy, we do have to let you go and get to the next caller. But thank you so much
for calling and
letting us read for you. Okay, you take care. Okay. I believe we have Clifford from Minnesota on the line. Clifford, are you with us?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, yourself?
Good, thank you. Good. Did you want Dustin to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question?
Connection.
Perfect. I'm going to let Dustin take it away.
All right. Hi, Clifford.
Hello.
All right, give me a second here to connect. Let's
see. Okay.
I feel a female love interest stepping forward here. So this would be a female that you were romantically, a woman you were romantically involved with at one point in time. I do feel... here. She makes me feel that there was, I feel that there was also a physical separation with her at one time. I don't know if, like, you moved away or, like, she moved away or you were separated from each other for a significant period of time, but I feel her talking to me about this. This lady feels I feel a positive energy with her. There's definitely a close connection here. I feel a positive connection. And I feel that she makes me feel very tired. I don't know if towards the end she was very, like, weak or, like, tired, but she makes me feel my energy is very tired. Do you know about this? I feel this is, like, a female love interest.
Yes, it was not romantic, but it was strong feelings, and, yeah, she was very tired.
Okay. Do you know, I don't want to get too personal, Clifford, and I know we're on a radio show, but do you know if, I don't know if you had romantic feelings or she did at like one point in time, but I feel some kind of romantic connection.
Notice that we loved each other very much.
Okay. Let me work with her a bit more. I feel she wants me to talk about a necklace that was connected with her. I don't know if someone has like a necklace of hers or they wear one like in memory of her, but I feel a necklace connected with her. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, she's my granddaughter.
I don't know if this is granddaughter. That's just not fitting for me, Clifford. I feel a romantic connection with this lady. I don't feel that this granddaughter. Let's see here.
I really never had anybody that I know of that passed.
Okay. Let me work with her a little bit. Because I feel some kind of physical separation. So I don't know if this is like a love from a long time ago and the two of you like separated and went your separate ways. I feel her being positive. This does feel like the two of you were close at one point in time. And I feel...
I mean, I do have her necklace. From
okay,
granddaughter.
Whose necklace?
My granddaughter's.
About a minute left, Dustin.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I might be crossing streams, but I still feel a female love connection here.
Do you mind if I jump in really quick?
Oh, sure, you can, Joe. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Clifford, the only thing I'm really picking up on, I think I may have more from your granddaughter, just because of what I'm seeing. Do you know if she had, like, a small stuffed animal or, like, it was a cartoon or something that she liked of, like, some, it looks to me like a dinosaur, but it's, like, purple or pink or something. It's not Barney. It's, like, something else that I feel like I don't know because I'm too old to recognize what this is. Like, I haven't been a kid in a while. But would you know if she had like a favorite cartoon? It was like a little dinosaur or like a doll or a stuffed animal or something? Would you know what this is?
Yes, I mean, because I always bought her stuffed animals.
Oh, and do you know
and
if
her
there
favorite
was like
color
a purple,
was in her...
You know, I'm sorry?
Yes, I mean, yeah, purple's her favorite color.
Oh, okay, because it looks to me like it's either a purple little dinosaur or, I know you're going to laugh at me because these aren't the same things, but it could be like a little purple like llama or like alpaca or something. Like it has that shape, like the four legs, but like kind of a big body, like a little bit of a longer neck. I know that's such a weird thing to bring up, but it just might be something that she's trying to push through just so you know that it's her. But Dustin, did you have anything else before we let Clifford go?
Yeah, I do.
It was Barney.
Oh, it was Barney. I'll take it. Okay, it was Barney. They could have showed me Barney, but gotcha. Okay, Dustin, anything else before we wrap up?
A wonderful validation, Joe. I feel also a female with an M-A-R name, like Mary or Marie. I know that there's an M-A-R. I don't know if that's with the lady I'm picking up or if that's a different one. I feel an M-A-R, like Mary, like Marie. I feel this lady also connected with him.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you hear me say, Clifford?
A pink alpaca.
Oh, she had a pink alpaca?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I think that's what I was thinking.
Oh, you weren't good at this, yeah. So you need to connect with this man.
Well, you know what? We do have to let you go, but Clifford, I think this is just your granddaughter's way of letting you know that she's here, and just take the stuff that the other stuff that Dustin gave you. I'm sure that you'll understand that thinking about someone else who's crossed over. Okay.
Okay. Yep. Sounds good. And that Charlie, I had a friend that for 48 years just passed away a few months ago. So when you said Charlie, I heard him Charlie, and I thought of him right away.
That could have been him, too. They jump into other people's readings. Okay, Clifford, well, I do hope this helped, and, you know, just a little bit, okay?
Yes, it did very much, and thank you both very, very much.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay, great. So I believe... Okay, Sierra, I think is the name. I'm sorry, who's on the line? Sierra. Sierra, I believe, is the name. Sierra, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Sierra. How are you?
Hi, Dustin.
Hi, Sierra.
did you want Dustin to make a connection, or did you have a question?
Connection, if spirits have anything to say to me.
Perfect. You can go right ahead, Dustin.
Okay. All right. Hi, Sierra. You're from my neck of the woods.
Yes, I am.
All right, let me see here. Let me see. Okay. Okay, I'm connecting with a gentleman that's stepping forward here. This man is very stubborn. I also know that this was a gentleman who used to get times. I just feel this irritable energy with him. It's kind of funny. I've never had a man just come forward like this before. I do feel that this was a close connection. This feels like, I do feel this man coming above me. I feel like this is more of a father figure that's stepping forward, a little irritable, stubborn man. This feels like, I actually feel there was a time, unfortunately, that the two of you were not communicating. So do you know who this is? I feel it's more with a father energy.
A father, yes.
Okay, were the two of you not communicating for a time?
Yes.
Okay, he's stepping forward. I hope I'm not offending you. This is not a pleasant man. Are you still there, Sierra?
Yeah, I'm still here. No, and no offense.
Okay, because he is an irritable gentleman. I mean, he is not super happy. Let me see here. I actually feel that he had difficulty understanding and connecting with you, and I feel it wasn't just you, but I know that he had especially difficulty really making a strong connection with you. Understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm really sorry to tell you this. It always saddens me when things like this happen, but I know he's stepping forward. He wants to take responsibility for this. I really don't feel that he put in a whole lot of effort in really trying to connect with you, and I feel he wants to apologize for this, that he wasn't able to really get himself to really strive for this connection. And I know that he feels sad about this. He makes me feel he wants to apologize.
Well, could you give him a message and tell him that I've forgiven him for not being able to have a connection during his time here?
Okay. I just hope you know that
we have 1 minute left.
He does feel this way. I also know... He says that you... I see the number 2. Where do the 2 kids come in? I don't know if you have 2 kids. There's something with 2 kids.
I don't know.
He wants me to talk about something. Okay, I feel myself. I see the number 2. That usually means to me children. I see 2 kids. Let's see. I'm seeing a boy and a girl. I don't know where this comes in. It's got the boy and the girl that's, like, connected with him.
30 seconds
well,
left.
I have a son and a daughter, but from a second marriage, which would be 2 children. So, but I don't see a connection with him.
Okay, that's so you have a son and a daughter with a different marriage?
Yes.
I feel he wants me to talk about this.
We do have to just wrap it up real quick. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay, Joe, that's fine. I know we're on a time crunch. I feel he wants me to validate he knows about this. And I feel that he says he wasn't always positive with your decisions. And he says that he recognizes that I actually feel was wrong. Something surrounding that relationship or those kids. You'll have to remember that I said that.
Okay. I will, Dustin.
All right, Sierra. But thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much,
take
Sierra.
Care.
You take care. Barbara. Okay. Barbara from New Jersey. Are you on the line?
Hello. Yes, I am.
Hi, Barbara. Okay, so we have a few minutes left, so I'm going to have Dustin squeeze you in real quick. Is that okay?
Okay, yes. Great. Thank you.
Okay, cool. Did you want to have a connection, like a reading?
Yes, a connection would be
okay,
great.
Okay, Dustin, we'll have to do this one real quick, okay? But I just want to try to squeeze Barbara in. Okay.
Hi, Dustin.
Hi, Barbara. Barbara, I actually don't feel human. I actually see an animal stepping forward. I actually feel a tannish, brownish dog that's connected with you that's passed. Where does the dog come in that's tannish, brownish color?
I never had a dog, so I'm not sure.
Okay. No, this dog knows you. This is definitely a dog that's connected with you. I see brownish, tannish color.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel that this dog's been passed a while. I don't know if there's like a family dog or something, but I know that this dog was connected with you. Mm.
Not personally.
Let me see. No, I definitely feel this tannish, brownish dog here. I also feel that I actually feel, I believe this dog is telling me that there's, I know it sounds crazy, but I actually feel it talking to me about a move. I don't know if you're going to be like moving or you're thinking about moving, but I'm seeing my symbol for a move.
Yeah, maybe thinking about that.
I don't mean to cut you off at all. We have like a minute left. I'm just trying to throw as much as we can at Barbara here. Sorry. I feel like the dog might be connected to the move. Were you just going to say that too, Dustin?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I should have just let you talk. I'm sorry. I'm such a pain in the butt. But I'm picking up on that too, that I think this dog may either be like, maybe Barbara, you'll be getting it after you move, or it's like the dog next door, I'll take it. But I kind of feel like that's where we're going. I don't mean to hijack the reading, Dustin. But I do, Barbara, we do have to let you go. I know I didn't give you the full 5 minutes. I'm so sorry. You can fight, yell at me later in email, please. But we do have to end the show now. But Barbara, thank you so much for calling. I do hope this helps a little bit. I'm so sorry to cut your reading short. We're just running out of time.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So, Dustin, we made it to the end. I know that last one there, we had to rush through that pretty quickly, but I kind of felt bad because Barbara got through and I wanted to just cut her off. Okay. So thank you so much for being the guest, Dustin. And if anybody wants to book a reading with you or reach out to you, is your website the best place to reach you?
Yes. So for personal readings, 1, 2, 3 person, you can do that right on my website. For group readings, I do ask that people contact me directly to set those up.
And that would be on through your website too, at DustinLively.com.
Or they can email me. Yep, that'd be fine.
Gotcha. And what's your email?
It's my name, so it's just Dustin@Livers.com.
Gotcha, Dustin@Livers.com. You heard it here, folks. Okay, well, Dustin, thank you so much for being on the show. I had so much fun with you tonight. And I'd also like to thank thanks. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you does find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to the website at our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us once more this evening. And, you know, I'm Joe Peretta, and if you'd like to check out more of my work, you can visit me at joeperetta.com. That's P-E-R-R-E-T-A. You can also find me on Instagram and on Facebook under the same name, Joe Peretta. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a great evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Thank you. Have a good night.